Hillary Clinton has been under fire in recent days over her private email server, her admission that she deleted thousands of messages, and insisting her personal server remain private. So now a left-leaning political action committee has come along to remind folks that another possible presidential candidate also kept a private email account. American Bridge 21st Century says Jeb Bush also handpicked which emails to disclose. Bush says he did nothing wrong. WSF's Lottie Watts ran that one by Josh Gillen with PolitiFact Florida.
Josh, does Florida's open records law allow former Governor Jeb Bush and all other elected officials in Florida to choose what emails they make available to the public?
Well, in this case, that's the claim that American Bridge 21st Century, that's the name of the PAC, said, and we rated that mostly true. Now, a lot of you and I probably know as journalists that the Sunshine Law, as it's called, the open records law in the state of Florida, is pretty broad. In fact, it's one of the broadest in the United States. And what it does is allow pretty much anybody in the state to go find out pretty much any public record in the state of Florida. It's very open in regards to being able to find out what politicians have said on the record. But that is part of it, on the record. Now, Bush was very prolific in his email usage. In past years, he has said he's gotten somewhere over something like 3 million emails from his 8 years in office from 1999 to 2007. Now, when he left office, according to public records law, he was supposed to turn over all of his public emails. Now, that doesn't include, say, communications with his family or just regular politicking or even fundraising. Those are discussions about state business or anything he deems acceptable to the public record. So now what they're saying is that, in fact, he is the one who edited those and turned them in. We spoke to a few people who specialize in First Amendment laws and the open records law in Florida, and they said, yeah, sure enough, he is allowed to do that.
Let me ask you this, too. Is this situation similar to what's going on with Hillary Clinton's emails? Is his criticism of her hypocritical?
It kind of depends on who you talk to. Some of the people we talked to said it was similar. Some said it wasn't. One thing everybody seems to agree on, though, is that Jeb was very open about how he used a private account.
Another claim that PolitiFact Florida recently ran through the Truth-O-Meter comes from the Florida Chamber of Commerce. Lawmakers in the Florida Senate are taking another look at expanding Medicaid, which is an optional piece of the Affordable Care Act. During a Senate Health Policy Committee meeting on March 10th, the Florida Chamber said that Medicaid is close to 30% of the state budget and is the state's biggest expenditure. And the Florida Chamber is recommending a 32% cap on state expenditures and says we're coming close to spending that now on the health insurance program for the poor. So, Josh, does Medicaid come close to eating up nearly a third of the state budget, and is it the state's biggest expenditure?
Well, we rated the Florida Chamber's claim mostly true, and that's because if you look at the program as a whole, yes, it does eat up about 30% of the state's budget. Now, what we need to remember, though, is that Medicaid is a joint state and federal program, and so the federal government pays a little more than half of that. So when you're talking about money that actually comes out of the general revenue fund, that's money from Florida taxpayers or people who've paid taxes in Florida. Well, that's not quite the case. It's somewhere around 20%. And when you talk about the biggest expenditure after that, well, K through 12 education is the second biggest cost to the state after that.
So this is just one of the many claims coming out of the Florida legislative session. They must be keeping you pretty busy over there.
We're about a third of the way through there, so they just keep on coming.
What did Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio say to earn a mostly false reading on that Truth-O-Meter? Find out with PolitiFact Florida at WSFnews.org.